45,000 households without water. Water is a human right. Without water, I will die. These were just a few of the signs that could be seen this past Sunday outside the home of Detroit City Councilwoman Monica Conyers as demonstrators picketed in opposition to an increase in water rates. On March 8th, Detroit City Council voted 5-4 to increase wholesale water rates for both city and suburban residents, although council members had previously stated that they would withhold rate increases until a water affordability plan was in place. They passed the rate increase without taking any measures to protect the city's poor from water shutoffs. Lawyers for the Michigan Welfare Rights Organization and some union officials representing water department workers have said that rate hikes are not actually necessary, despite the administration's claims. Union officials also state that the department is squandering much-needed funds in its privatization efforts, spending thousands more to hire private contractors than they would to employ city workers. Max Sussman went to Sunday's demonstration and spoke to participants as they picketed in front of City Councilwoman Monica Conyers' home. Maureen Taylor of the Michigan Welfare Rights Organization was outraged by the City Council's decision.
This demonstration is called because Monica Conyers, one of the new elected members of council, was one of the five sellout renegade Detroiters that voted to increase water. But the big picture is that we got 45,000 people that live in this city that had their water turned off last year, 45,000 that are slated to have their water disconnected in 06, and not at particularly Monica Conyers, the mother of two children, voted to increase water knowing that those 45,000 were already slated and God knows how many tens of thousands or more. Water is a right, it's a human right. She's got no right and nobody else has the right to make water inaccessible.
William Mims, a Detroit resident who came out to the protest, pointed out the blatant racism that allows thousands of black Detroiters to go without water, a situation that would be unthinkable for the white residents in Detroit suburbs.
The council members said water is a human right, but they got 45,000 people who don't have water. When they had human beings on the council some years ago, they didn't cut off people's water, lights, and gas during the winter months. Now we have so-called black people on the city council, and we got 43,000 people without water. If we had 43,000 white people fit without water, it would be an outcry. Those people would not get back in office. But here we have 45,000 human beings, black, because they were black, nobody's concerned. We have to demonstrate.
As usually happens when human needs services are cut, it is Detroit's women and children who are bearing the brunt of the water shutoffs.
My name is Catherine Richardson. I work with low-income women. Now, a lot of them have shut-off notices. They don't have water in their house. Women have five or six children. They don't have any water. Some of their children's handicapped. They can't clean them properly because there's no water there. We have over 46,000 people, seniors as well as children, without water here in the city of Detroit. Of course, everybody know a lot of jobs have closed up here, so we don't have the money. We don't have money. Money is cut off. They don't try to set up pay plans for them.
Monica.
If they decide tomorrow to send out a full balance payoff, you have to have the total $2,000 or $3,000, and you don't have it. We as poor people are not being treated right down here in the city.
Max Sussman recorded the interviews you heard in this piece. I'm Megan Williamson for Black Box Radio.